White. Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 18, 1904. Dear son Edson, I have just read your letter. I'm glad that you have decided not to worry, for it does no good. Willie sent you $500 a few days ago. As soon as we can get the post office order cashed, I shall send $10 for the colored sanitarium and $4 to assist in paying for the seats in the colored meeting house. I hope to succeed in borrowing money to help you in your work. I shall do the best I can. Do not worry. I hope that means will soon come in from some quarter. But I am not going to worry. Yes, send Emma to her mother. She needs a change. I hope that she will have a prosperous journey. I am still very weak. My food does not seem to strengthen me. But I am working. Last Sabbath I spoke in the Tacoma Hall, which our people have rented for Sabbath meetings. The owner of the hall was present, and about 12 others from the town. The hall was well filled, and the Lord strengthened me. The notice that I would speak had not been given out, for I was so weak the Sabbath before that I dared not promise. But I shall, with the help of the Lord, speak again to this people who have never heard the truth. After dinner on Sabbath, a gentleman and lady from Baltimore were brought to my room and introduced to me. They are intelligent, noble-looking people. The gentleman told me that 2 years ago he made no profession of religion, and his wife was a Roman Catholic. They are now Seventh-day Adventists, and both are desirous of entering the work. I think that a place in connection with some branch of the work will be found for them. May the Lord direct them, is my prayer. Later in the afternoon, Brethren Prescott and Daniels and Brother Evans called to see me. We wanted to sit outside on the broad piazza, but the sky looked as if rain might come any minute, so we decided to stay inside. We talked long and earnestly in regard to the way in which the work should be advanced, and how some matters in Battle Creek should be managed. As the sun was setting, we had a praying season, in which all joined. We believed that the Lord our Counselor will give us light as to how we should move. There are many things to be considered in regard to the location of our buildings here. We realize that we must be moved by the Holy Spirit. I do not doubt but that the Lord will lead and guide you also, my son. We pray for you, and we want you to be of good courage. The Lord is our helper. If we trust in him, we shall always be on vantage ground. Sunday morning, I was called to Washington to speak to the company of workers who are about to engage in a tent effort and Bible work in the city. I spoke for about an hour and then come home, very, very tired. Sunday afternoon, I went with Willie and Brother Baird to the school ground to see the foundation of the boys' dormitory. The work has been thoroughly done. I never saw a more substantial foundation. The Thornton tract of land, which the brethren desired to get for the Review and Herald buildings, is still in dispute in the court. The mayor of Tacoma Park is very anxious for our people to have this piece of ground, and he and all the lawyers with whom our brethren have talked are sure that were the matter referred to a higher court, the decision of the lower court regarding the disposal of the land would be upheld. Edson, do not be troubled by the perplexities that arise, and do not sell your hard-earned place for a song, even to those connected with you in the work. You have no surplus of means to lose. If all would do as they would be done by, their characters would be kept pure and clean and bright. We shall all be tested and tried, that it may be seen what our characters are. May God help and strengthen and bless you, is my prayer. Be of good courage, and let your testimony be of a character to win souls to Christ.